Grave is among the items of interest today. The Colorado woman arrested for groping a TSA agent, another item of interest. At the end of the space shuttle program, something we've spent a good deal of time on the last couple of days. It's one of my hot-button issues, along with agriculture and the state of various things. Richie and I do not agree on the my tone, if you will, the text of where I am in this thing. I was just thinking as I was having my watermelon, I was going to take a bath in it to cool down. I'm not only hot because the weather is hot, but I'm hot because I just think that, and I say this lovingly because you know that I love you, people who are your age and younger don't get it. There's something
about... I don't
know
what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the attitude you have toward me being upset about the way this country is getting screwed, and the space shuttle is a perfect example of it. But what are your kids? You have a six-year-old and a four-year-old. As a parent of a six-year-old and a four-year-old, I would think you'd be very interested or very concerned about these opportunities that made us number one.
100%.
I mean, how do you express? There's nothing fun.
But the way you handle it is just by
spouting
off every 3 minutes.
How do we handle it?
We are so stupid.
Okay,
we
are
getting screwed.
So how do we fix it? You tell me how you would fix it.
Not by just saying that.
Okay,
over
but
and
then
over
tell me
again.
How you would fix it.
Well, I think that the conversation that we had in the previous hour, and if you weren't here to hear it, go to the podcast and listen to Jay Honeycutt. He really touched on some great points that are not discussed, talking about the education. When he talked about how the budget of NASA and the degrees in engineering are directly correlated with each other, meaning that the more money that NASA was given over the years, you could see more engineering degrees come out of the schools.
Right, the kids were probably...
And when the money went down for NASA, the engineering degrees went down.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard that anywhere.
No.
I've never heard anybody talk about that.
That's a pretty good fact.
That, to me, is good information.
Yeah.
You going, we're getting screwed. These people are so stupid. These people don't get it.
My conclusion
does not help me.
Well, it doesn't help you, other than perhaps get you riled to look at a particular point of view that is, I think, universal now among many people, no matter what their age, the essence of what happens when you don't watch what's going on. And that's really, I may sound dull or flat or brazen, but I'm so tired.
Your rampage about this certainly gets people's attention. But then what do we do once we get their attention?
Well, and we have discussions with people like Jay.
Right, sure.
And now here, just sort of as part of our week-long, I don't know if it's a celebration, but acknowledgement, I was looking at something that's never over till it's over. Well, the space shuttle program is over. And I say that with you can follow the, if you're watching the video of this at DougStephan.com, you can see a little bit of a wry smile on my face because I am thinking about how we endure. And those who would say, you listen to some of these phonies, they would tell you that America is at its greatest time. America isn't at its greatest time at all. I think I've lived in a period of time when America was really superb at competing. And I don't think competition has to be a negative thing. We competed with lots of different countries on this level. And because we were superb, because there was money that was spent on it, we did a lot of good for the rest of the world. We have always, until kind of now, you know what my philosophy of life really is. We are all here to help. And I think it is incumbent on us, because we do have natural riches, we have a wonderful country in terms of what resources are available to us, not the least of which are the people who are here in the educational institutions, but we're frittering them away.
Yeah.
We're allowing them to
and
be
let me tell you what else this
dispersed or disposed of for whatever the reason.
Let me tell you what else this affects, and that scares me as much, if not more, than our ability to be a leader in the space and science and engineering programs, is manufacturing.
Yeah.
If we don't have a strong science, math, program and engineering program.
We're not going to compete
in manufacturing. I was talking
and
to a guy
this
week.
And then the Chinese and Indians will take all that stuff over.
I was talking to a guy this week that owns international manufacturing and businesses to where he used to have his companies in Indonesia creating goods that were sold here. Now he is bringing those companies here and says you can be competitive manufacturing here in the United States and then also sell abroad.
But then they have to go to places in the South where there's the right to work law that allows you to run these companies in a non-union where they have
this
a right
to. This guy's going around buying what he calls legend companies, old companies, and that just don't know how to do it in this day's environment.
Yep.
And he is using his template to make manufacturing companies in this country that can sell in this country and make a profit and that can also sell abroad. But the conversation that he and I had about what our government does to make us less competitive scares me to death.
Yeah.
And that, along with this, the end of the space program, and talking to Jay Honeycutt and how our education system is not helping these kids come out of the system.
And why would I want to sugarcoat that?
It scares me to death. Now, but again, that is the information that helps me go, wow. Yeah. I just,
all right, so what do you do about it?
Went off.
What do you do?
I go home and I teach my son. I tell my son, pick up your math book and practice your math book in your summer break. Let's read more about science. We have books on the space program at home that we read all the time.
Good.
He has a map of the solar system hanging on his wall in his room.
There you go.
And it's those kinds of things that,
okay,
you know,
so parents, then there's a good example from Rich as to if you're not so busy thinking about yourself. And you know, I'm reminded of this woman that sat behind me in the plane last week, and all she did was talk about herself. The parents who do nothing but focus, and we have this problem with our generation, that there is just this focus for whatever the reason on them. You have brought children into the world. They deserve to have care and love and affection, but they also need to know what the realities are.
Well, the focus on them is because people have to work so hard, and there is no time for themselves, and it's just...
They brought themselves around to it by becoming the consumer economy, which in part made us good. It's like the hamster in the cage.
Yep.
All of these things are intertwined, so what do? And we don't just stop doing things. We change and adapt and understand what the needs are. And so with that in mind, we are here talking a great deal. The space shuttle program ending is a great catalyst for discussions of lots of other things that this is an indices of. And that's why in a moment we'll have part of the conversation I had yesterday with John Harper from WMEL at the end of the space shuttle program coming right up here on Good Day at 15 past the hour.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico's help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Don't want to get too extreme, but I'm not going to apologize for my stridency when it comes to this sort of thing, because
no,
I don't
think you should.
Saddened by the realities that this presents to us. And is it wake-up time? I mean, sooner or later, we'll all wake up. what that does to the meaning of life, who knows? Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and I. Here is that conversation, at least part of the conversation I had yesterday. We spent a lot of time, and this may cap the discussion of the end of the space shuttle program, but I thought John Harper, who does a great job of this, he's covered on his radio station, which carries this program, every single launch of every single shuttle. And he, like me and Jay and many of you, feel despondent at the end of this program. Here's an excerpt from that conversation.
As you know, you've been here for four shuttle launches over the past 30 years. You know how magnificent it is to see one of these machines take off and the power behind them and so many thousands of components that have to work together simultaneously to make all of this happen. And it's all been American ingenuity, and I'm afraid we're losing the edge as a result of the space shuttle program now being just a memory.
Well, you have to look no further than, you know, this kind of says something to me. American Airlines announced yesterday it's going to buy 450 new planes. 250 of them were going to come from Europe instead of buying them from Boeing, the American plane maker. There's just whatever it is that's going on here in business and in sociology, psychology, America is not at the top even for Americans. The Boeing plane is a far superior plane to the Airbus in many different ways. But yet, this for expediency purposes, we have a global community. And many of the things that went into these shuttles were made elsewhere, put together by people. I'm reminded of my days wandering around down there, going into those hangars, and the men all in white, the white hats, like they were in a hospital. They were that protected, that careful when it came to work.
Sterile atmosphere,
yeah, right. And going into that largest building in the world where they assembled
all
of this
stuff. The vehicle assembly
building, yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of these things developed by Americans, American technology. And this is not rah-rah me raising the flag. It just doesn't seem to have any damn practicality to it.
Well, in our lifetime, Doug, the space shuttle program and the entire space program in general, going back to the days of Mercury, Apollo, Gemini, don't want to exclude Gemini, and, of course, the space shuttle itself, it endeared such greatness in us as Americans, a feeling of pride, accomplishment, and I am quite confident that as a result of the space shuttle program, so many young Americans have been dedicated their lives to doing things, whether it be space-related or in medicine or in whatever the field may be, but it's given us such great pride in our country, and I'm concerned we don't have anything to look forward to now.
All right. I suppose we ought to cap this conversation. There is a video at DougStephan.com today. Take a look back at the space shuttle missions. It's a terrific tribute to the men and women like Jay and the people who have been visible, the hundreds of astronauts that have gone through the program, the people that have worked to keep these things working as well as they did. Also, if you go to what's new at DougStephan.com, you can see inside the space shuttle's cockpit. Now, a lot of you will be able to do that at the Smithsonian, down at Cape Kennedy. There's one I think is going to be out in Edwards Air Force Base.
Yeah, the one that's at the Air and Space Museum in D.C., the one that's the near my house near Dulles.
Yeah.
You can't walk in the shuttle. You can walk under it, around it, touch it, the whole
bit. Why can't you go inside of it?
They just don't have it open.
Why?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Some foolish government edict?
I don't know.
Of course that's what it is. It's a ridiculous, another ridiculous...
Not government. It's the Smithsonian. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, but I mean, for heaven's sakes, that's why it's there to go look at the thing. Hello?
No, I mean, I can touch it. I just can't go inside. I mean, they'd have to build steps up to it. My God, this thing is huge.
All right. The poll today... Have you ever attended in person a space shuttle launch or landing? A, yes, many times. B, yes, a couple of times. C, only once. D, no, I've only seen it on television. E, no, I've only seen it on YouTube. Answer the questions if you would. Help us out. Help yourself out. It's 21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Again, you've defied me.
This has been the weirdest day. I just want to throw it out there.
Yeah.
All right, so here were my instructions. And you can see what comes out of my relationship with Rich, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I only have controls of my own microphone and your calls when you're on with us at 800-510-8255. So I found Duke Ellington, who in 1969 had a composition which he performed for ABC titled Moon Maiden. As piano and drums and bass and vocals, very jazz-oriented. And we listened to a few seconds of it, and Richie vetoed. He vetoed.
He wasn't necessarily vetoed. No, he played this song and Rich said no.
Yeah.
What is that?
Right. Well, Roberta said what is that because she didn't get it either.
I just laughed.
Jennifer was a part of it.
No disrespect to the Duke.
No, okay. But you see, he's an amazing because talent. you have no historical
kind of
perspective.
No,
on
it's
this.
Not historical perspective.
Yes, it is.
I know our audience is trying to get up, driving to work. They're sitting there listening to
but
us.
But if I had been able
desk,
to tell the story about the reason Duke Ellington did this,
and the police,
the police are a bunch of Brits who don't necessarily get American history.
The connection, Doug. You're telling a story. The connection. Walking on the moon. Giant steps
know,
of what
but,
we take. Walking on the moon.
But Duke Ellington.
As opposed to this, Doug. Listen.
Duke Ellington.
Here we go.
That's all I needed to hear.
What, the scratches in the beginning of it?
Scratches of the records, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's all you needed to hear, because then now it all is about you. But in fact, the reason behind me wanting to play Duke Ellington rather than the police is because Duke Ellington was on a television program with Neil Armstrong the day after Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. So Duke Ellington had written a tribute to Armstrong having been on the moon, and that's what Moon Maiden, his song, which you refuse to play because you have no historical significance.
Hey, here's one of the, hold on a second.
No, this is the outrage of having no education.
No, it's
the outrage of no education.
Right, it's the outrage of you not telling us why.
Why
you
do
want
I have to tell
you?
It's my program. I should be able to say do this and have it come on the air and then explain as I'm doing it for everybody. You're not any different than the
would
listener.
You say that you're
the
a
listener
well
wouldn't
educated
know beforehand either.
Would you say that you are an educated person?
I'm very educated. Thank you for asking.
The reason you are an educated person is because you have me here to save you from yourself.
Oh. Nobody explained it to me like that. Okay. So anyway.
All right, so here's a little bit of the Duke, all right?
All right. I knew I could shame him into it, folks.
No, you totally made that up, probably.
Yeah. No, I actually didn't. No, this actually happened. Yeah. Remember, earlier this week...
was a good story to go with it.
Yeah, you got to have a good story. And the landing on the moon. See, the whole business of the space program this week, the concert of the beginning and the end. Do you understand how really mind-boggling this is?
This is gripping,
by the way. The program begins... with a land on the... What are you laughing
at? He sounds like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Listen to this.
Your vibrations are coming in loud and clear.
Duke Ellington.
Just a fly-by night.
On ABC.
But for you,
doing
I might
this.
Be quite the right.
Shut up.
Lady the Luna.
Lady Luna. The Moon Maiden. All right, so that's the idea. That's the story behind the story.
Thank God we got to that.
Right. The only other person the two other people on the radio who might appreciate this because they were around, Imus and Bill Bennett. However, neither of them will tell the story. Because they don't have the same perspective as I do.
They can't remember.
No. That's funny. Yeah, that's probably true. 28 after on Good Day.
Man's best friend provides more than mere companionship. The need to walk a dog daily is a great form of exercise for both the dog and the walker. Walking improves blood supply, helps maintain proper body weight, and helps control blood pressure. Studies have disclosed that petting a dog reduces blood pressure and heart rate. This stress buster provides positive health benefits for the owners of 77.5 million dogs that reside in 39% of American households, according to the Humane Society of the United States. Walking a dog can also help with stroke management and prevention. 30 minutes of daily exercise, not smoking, and proper nutrition are included in risk factor management. A United States National Institutes of Health-funded study of 2,000 adults discovered that persons who regularly walked their dogs were more physically active and less likely to be obese than non-dog walkers. For more information on vascular health, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery website at vascularweb.org.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's another Home Depot advantage. Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint. The only interior paint rated number one 2 years in a row. It's paint and primer in one, so your walls go from dark to light or white to bright in about half the time. Thanks to the only interior paint that's rated number one, Behr Premium Plus Ultra. You can get it only one place. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Paint rated by leading consumer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Time to talk about everything that's going on today. Jennifer was updating me on the latest from this brain injury dementia risk study. Some of the Facebook followings and things. Well, you want to give us a quick summation, Jennifer?
Of the updated story?
And whatever people are saying about it, commenting about it.
Well, there was the story that we talked about yesterday where football players, 75 of them, I think, are suing the NFL for a lot of money because the NFL has kind of put under the rug all the traumatic brain injuries, things that can happen from...
The studies that show what the dangers are,
From concussions and such.
Yeah.
So a football player today announced that he, after he passes, he had several concussions, is going to donate his brain to science so that it can be on display for everyone to see the impact that these concussions had on him personally.
Mm-hmm. So that's in there. You'll see more and more. People are dying younger. It is a national disgrace. Another one of these. There's another problem with America. But it is. So why wouldn't you want to address them and fix them? I want to make the country better for your son, Rich. That's my purpose.
You're a great American.
Country to be better for your son and your daughter.
You know what? These guys still keep going up and taking the checks.
Yeah. Well, they do. That's true.
And they're doing it, they're sacrificing. They're all college graduates.
Yeah, really. Well, actually, you know what? At Heidelberg, just as an aside, the athletes have a better average grade point average, than do the average students at Heidelberg.
Don't they have to keep it higher so that they can keep playing?
No, they have to keep it. They have to have a standard. But our athletes are superb. Superior. It wasn't always the case when I was there. They could count as long as their fingers and toes were exposed.
I was just reading an article yesterday about how athletes actually fare better because they can do critical thinking better than non-athletes.
Yes. Faster
decision makers and things like that.
Mongo only pong in game of life.
That was the football player that I knew when I was at Heidelberg.
That's Alex Karras.
Hi. It's 25 before the hour. The Colorado woman who's becoming something of a cult hero after she fought back against a TSA agent by groping the agent. Her name is Yukari Milarme. She's 61 years old. She lives outside of Phoenix. Oh, no, she lives in Colorado. She went to Phoenix and then came back from Sky Harbor Airport and at Sky Harbor. She said she was sort of assaulted her. She didn't like the way she was being handled by this agent because she refused, like I do, to go through the scanner and wanted to get the, she has to have the pat down then. And so the agent was being aggressive with her. So she reached over and grabbed the agent's breast and twisted it.
Oh.
And for that, she was arrested and has been charged with felony and sexual abuse.
But if they do that, then they're going to have to arrest every third grader.
Yeah,
right.
That's ever been to a sleepover.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of sort of putting it. But it just again deals with the frustration. This is she is becoming a cult hero. I'd like to find her and have a conversation with her on the air, Richie. If we really had good producers of this program, they could probably find
you. Yeah, we got to get on that.
Yeah, right, right, right away.
Anybody need a job?
Everybody needs a job. Here's a way to help yourself out. We are happy to have back again. For one of his bi-weekly, if it's, let's see, bi-weekly means every other week, right? So semi-weekly, which is the correct term? I got to find out. Maybe Michael
and Master. I thought it was bi-weekly, isn't it?
Bi-weekly is twice a week.
Semi-weekly would be every other month. I mean, every other week.
Is that true? Michael, do you have a grasp on this? Michael McMaster is here with us on Good Day. Is it bi-weekly or semi-weekly?
It's bi-weekly.
Right. Twice. Thank you, Jennifer, for being here.
Yeah.
All right. So Michael is here to help us through a lot of these things that are affecting us individually. So far, as you look through, and we've got this connection, Michael, kmcmaster.com is the website. It isn't Michael McMaster. You've got to put the K in order to get there, right?
No.
No, and that's right. It's Michael Dash. I get the two confused because I have your email address, which is one. It's michael-mcmasters.com. That's the website.
I like living a confused life.
Right. No, I want people to get there because there's a lot of help available if you go to Michael's website. A lot of people are now starting to take the CD that focuses on how you can become.
And it's not McMaster's. Well, it's just McMaster.
That's true.
Okay, Michael Dash McMaster.
McMaster.
MCM.
Right.
That's correct.
I have too many. I'm too. I have. What's his face? Mark Masters around me, and I get.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're not going to get any inspiration from him.
Right.
Anyway, so what we have Michael here to do is to help you understand where you are in life. Now, maybe you can work your way through some of the things. Richie and I, if you've been listening, Michael, have been arguing sort of back and forth about the right way for us to pursue helping our own generation and future generations to understand the value of education, to understand the value of things that have been created in our country, and how to try to save those things. A lot of people think about these and they become unhappy. You have a CD on wealth, on miracles, on happiness, and getting yourself into the right mindset to fix these problems. So what do you advise for parents who are concerned not only about themselves but about their children in the future?
Okay, that is a great question.
Thank you. What's your name again?
That's a great question.
No, I'm teasing.
This
Go ahead.
A great country because in this country there's unlimited opportunity. And the one thing that you can teach your children is to be strong, to have a positive attitude, to basically have no fear and go after what they want. Because in this country, practically anything is attainable. And the only thing that stops people from obtaining what they want is usually fear.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody telling them, no, you cannot accomplish this. It's interesting, I heard the piece you're talking about the football players. You know, these people train hard and they go after their goals, so to speak, and they're able to become professional football players because they have a lot of encouragement to do it. You can do that with anything in life if you have the right mindset. So I try to encourage parents, give your child the right mindset that they can accomplish anything and they will do it, and that'll be so beneficial in their life as time goes on, then they can teach their children that. But in this country, it's possible to do anything if you think about it the right way.
Easier said than done, however. Do you not agree?
Yes, I do, because we have generational programming. You know, our parents usually pass on to us the very things that they've been programmed to believe. And so we usually have to change our thinking, you know, so that we can help our children. But you can do it. We have thoughts. You know, we can choose to think anything that we want. We can choose to think thoughts of failure or thoughts of success. And whatever we choose is exactly what we're going to get. So if you think thoughts of success, you will attract things into your life that's necessary for you to become successful.
Okay, but let's for a moment stop on that. The definition of success, that's a word that's probably used here. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, you would agree that we use that word maybe more than any other single word on this program. We are aimed at success. But the person who wonders what the right meaning, what the definition of success, some people think Paris Hilton is successful. And I suppose, in a manner of speaking, she is. But is that the kind of success that everybody either wants or ought to have? And the answer, she's driving a Bentley convertible. How can she not be successful?
No, there's a lot of elements to that. Success is basically finding your purpose in life and being able to live it. I mean, you have done that in having your farm, having this radio network. You have done it. So success is happiness that you find through finding your purpose and being able to live it.
But I would have been happier if I had developed the X Factor.
Maybe not.
Maybe. Because, again, I'm being moderately facetious, but there are a lot of people who equate success and money. And that isn't the right way to look at it. You can be successful and have money, but the only way of measuring success is not how much money you have. As a matter of fact, for most people, once they figure that out, they know it's almost the opposite of that, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of the most miserable people I've come across are people who have a lot of money, because that ends up controlling their life. They have no freedom. They spend their whole time trying to keep it, so it takes away their freedom. But success to me is basically being happy. And you can have financial success, and if you know how to be happy with that success, then that, you know, that works as well. But success is being happy. And that's something that a lot of people have a very hard time finding, is happiness.
Yep. Being happy. Yeah.
Yep.
And happiness may be, for some, being unhappy, if you know what I mean. Right?
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, some people, some unhappy people are some of the happiest people in a way, because that's how they like to be.
Yeah.
It sort of gives them a reason for living as well. But, I mean, I've met many happy, miserable people, that's for sure.
But,
you know, it's a choice. You can do that.
All right. We have about 60 seconds here to focus in on appreciation. Does appreciation help make you happy? Understanding what the good things are that help your life to grow. Do you think people...
Definitely.
That brings you around to being happy, don't you think?
Yeah, let me say this. Anything that you have an appreciation for in your life grows. It's sort of like a spiritual law. Whatever you appreciate will grow in your life. If you appreciate happiness or you appreciate the money that you have, you'll find you'll attract more of it into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful.
It is. All right. So here's the deal. There are CDs available at michael-mcmaster.com. Michael-mcmaster.com. And we have that connection. If you go to the contributors box, you'll see Michael's picture at dougstefan.com. Perhaps you might benefit from the CD on wealth or miracles or happiness.
Yep.
But there also is a way that you can there's an interesting position that Michael has found. And if you're interested in what he calls the Millionaire Challenge, you may want to connect with him for that. Make $1 million in 100 days. Isn't that how it works? You want to make $1 million
exactly right.
In 100 days?
You basically take 100 of my CDs, sell them for $100 for 100 days, and you have $1 million. And it'll change your life. It's not that hard to do. Just put energy towards it, and it'll work.
So there's an example of money perhaps making you more successful, the ability to get, in that term, a bit of success. So you want to check it out.
Yes, the idea behind that is you can make yourself successful financially. You can then pass it on to your children, and they can pass it on to their children. So it's like generational. You can set up generations to be financially free if you do this.
There you go, Richie. You can make $1 million, pass it on to
I'm all over it, dude.
John, yeah.
I'm all over it.
All right, check it out at michael-mcmaster.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus.com. Michael, always a pleasure to have you here. Have a wonderful weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be here in a minute with his daily dose of important medical information, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on optimism. We have been talking a lot today about things that we think we can fix. Let's see if our optimistic point of view that we can fix them carries through. One of the things I know we can fix, the problems that people have with digestion. I was thinking sort of as we tell two stories here, one of them the pain patch from Salon Pause, and how we suggest to people that they not use the aspirin or the ibuprofen, which will upset their stomach. However, you've done that, we have a fix for that. In reality, AlloCure is something there. There's a fellow that works with us that Ken is involved in. As a matter of fact, we had this conversation. You were worried about him because in the middle of the conversation, he said, my stomach is bothering me so much, I got to go. I'll call you back in a half an hour. And what we came to find out is that he has some stomach problems, and he started taking AlloCure, and has. And this guy is not necessarily a believer, that's probably putting it mildly, in natural ways of fixing things. Would you say that was... Is that fair, Ken?
Exactly. If you have some reflux, stomach acid, before you go to the pills, you may need them if it's really severe. But for mild to moderate forms of it, try this AlloCure. It's an all-natural solution that calms stomach acid. It allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. It helps maintain normal blood sugar levels also, and it naturally relieves heartburn and acid reflux.
If you are looking for freedom to eat what you want and then sleep through the night, this is, you don't want to be a prisoner to your bathroom, right? This is the product. This is so new, and I think people are getting the concept now.
Don't knock the prisoner to your bathroom thing. Sometimes that's kind of peaceful and quiet.
Oh, that, okay, well, depends if you got a 6- and a 4-year-old
that's
at home.
That's right.
Right. But AlloCure can't fix that, Richie. Although this would be good for your kids if they have upset stomach. Your children have a lot of this. AlloCure will take care of that. It's 855-TRY-ALLOCURE, A-L-O-E-C-U-R-E. But let me make that easy for you, okay? 855 is the toll-free number, 879-2873. Try AlloCure. There's a special offer when you say that you're listening to the Good Day program or Dr. Ken. Special offer, AlloCure, 855-879-2873. 2873. All right, so how do we become, why is it necessarily good for us to be optimistic?
Out of the medical journal Stroke, Journal of the American Heart Association this morning, being optimistic may reduce your risk of stroke, Doug. People who are optimistic, they expect a favorable outcome. I've seen this over the years of practice. They also tend to focus on the most hopeful aspects of a situation. Those who expect the best things in life, they actively take steps to promote their health.
Frog spreading salmonella.
Yes, yeah, sales resume for the African dwarf frogs that are linked to salmonella outbreak. Blue Lobster Farms in Madera County, California. Stay away from it.
Get away, yeah. Stay absolutely as far away from it as you can. Info posted at DougSteffen.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? It's hard to say it. I hate to say it.
I hate to say it.
But it's probably me.
It's probably you, Doug.
Not me, baby.
Yeah.
It's probably me, Sting, and Eric Clapton. Two better performers together, one would not like to find. That's not likely to find. I would rather find these two together, enjoying each other's talent and listening to them enjoy each other's talent than most other, than two other, I'm trying to think of two other people that would not normally be together. I mean, there are a lot of people.
I saw Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood together.
They were good.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know who was good? When these guys all got together to celebrate Roy Orbison, that black and white video that's always on PBS
with
Bruce Springsteen and Eric Clapton and Elvis Costello and
they
Katie
play
Lang
that all the time on HDNet.
It's very, very good stuff. Great stuff. And this is too, by the way. It's from the movie Lethal Weapon 3, which was 1992. Chucker told us they're trying to figure out how to do another one of these, it seems to me.
We were talking about that they probably would try to do one. I don't know.
Big payday for both of them. Not that, Danny probably could use a good, not that he hasn't done well because he has, but, you know, he ain't got hundreds of millions in the bank like Mel does.
Mel Gibson, yeah.
Because of that movie, The Resurrection. What was that movie
called? Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, Danny Glover is 65 today. And that's why we're playing this, to acknowledge his birthday. Chucker is gone. You can still read his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. A lot of important things are there. As far as movies are concerned, I'm going to leave that to Jennifer to tell us what's coming out, what's opening today. Meanwhile, we have a movie celebrating the birthday of one of Jennifer's favorite actors, in fact. So let's see if we can figure out what this movie is. Give you three opportunities in terms of audio. The clips will air. You'll call us at 800-510-8255. And if you get my drift, or the drift that comes from these clips, you'll have the right answer and you win a prize. What a deal!
You got to keep your eye on the ball. Wow, you just think of that? You're an amazing coach.
I think I know it.
800-510-8255. You have, well, go ahead. Next clip, Richie.
Leave our field or you'll pay the consequences.
What is this, Children of the Corn?
No, I don't know it. But
this
now
is
it's
one of my favorites, huh?
Is it?
No,
I
is
don't
it?
Know.
No, I think you like this actor.
Yeah, we all like the actor.
But you don't know what the movie is. Well, we'll leave it to the audience to figure it out. 800-510-8255. Here's the last clue.
So I heard from Jerry, you tools think you're athletes now?
That's funny. I didn't know athlete had three syllables. Athlete, that's amazing.
I know that voice. I can't figure out the movie.
Oh, you know who that is. Come on.
Will you please?
The movie?
No, well, I mean,
no, you know the voice.
I do know the voice. I said that. Okay. I just can't figure out the
800. Movie. Roberta, were you even bothered to ask Roberta?
No. Clueless. Totally
800.
Clueless.
No, it's not the movie Clueless.
800-510-8255. All right, Jennifer's got the rundown of the movies in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
40K a month!
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, Jen, what's coming out today?
Two big movies today, Dougie. Friends with Benefits, first off, with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, will be out. Also, Captain America. If you're a fan of the big superhero franchise, this is a good one for you. It's available in 3D, and it stars Tommy Lee Jones, Chris Evans, Hugo Weaving, Sebastian Stan, so that'll be a good one. And it's produced by Stan Lee. He's got a lot of street cred for the superhero crowd.
Yeah, does he? Stan Lee. No
Stan
relation Lee. To Spike Lee.
No,
Lee.
Stan Lee is the originator of all of these comics.
Of all these comics. Yeah. All right. Okay, Ethan, what's the name of this movie?
I was going to say, is it Black Sheep?
It is not Black Sheep.
Great movie.
Though. Lynn, what's the name of this movie?
Waterboy.
Well, you're close. Not the right one, though. Benchwarmers. David Spade is 47 today. Thank you all for trying. We're out of time. 59 after the hour.